Text. Hi guys, it's your girl, Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. Yeah, this wasn't a trick, bro. I got a text. I'm just done with insincere. Okay. Let's see where I'm gonna go with this. All right, let's just start with the Anaya and Or first. Okay. So Dor doesn't deserve a hug. The I'm sorry thing. Fine. Forgive. For me, I forgive. I don't forget. I just think he's Dor saying sorry to just say sorry. For insincere, I'm just done with the BS. He's just making an excuse. He's like, oh yeah, I'm a people pleaser. No, you're not. You're just a serial cheater, a serial liar. It wasn't people pleasing what you were doing with Soul. It wasn't people pleasing what you were doing, how you were talking to Soul, Amaya. Oh, no, no, Soul. Sorry. How you were talking to Soul and Amora, insincere, wasn't people pleasing. It was just love bombing and being fake. Okay? That's just how you are. You've never seen yourself how you treat women. Remember, guys, he's the same person that has cheated in every relationship. Remember from week one? So no, he's not actually sorry. This is what I think. Again, I don't know these people in real life. Again, I'm just the men this season, except for Bryce, have irritated me to the point I'm drained. So this yelling is just draining me. They're just draining me out. You don't care about Melanie. You are one of those guys that, there's guys that treat you like shit and don't like you, and there's guys that treat you like shit and they like you. He's the guy that he likes you but he treats you like shit. He wants his cake and eat it too. He wants, at this point, I feel like Sincere should just be a guy that's poly, because you like to be with multiple women and not have any consequences. And for me, I think that means you should be involved in a relationship, because you cannot be monogamous. Being a people pleaser is, for example, like I am, is when you don't want to do something, for example, and then you're like, oh yeah, I don't want them to be mad because I don't want to do this, so I'm going to be like, yeah, I'll go. Like, for example, like if you're not into sports and you don't want to go to a basketball game and all your friends want to go and you don't want to go, and you're like, sure, I'll go. That's people pleasing. Insincere. Saying things to 2, 3, 4, 5 under 12 cats said we nerf those fee in impa people pleasing. It's not people pleasing him saying to multiple different women the same thing, and everything he has done is not people pleasing. He's just saying it's people pleasing for another way out to control and manipulate our girl Melanie to take him back. We all see it. Melanie sees it. Melanie was like, that's not people pleasing. Like I said before, he just wants to keep Melanie and sees Melanie's a good girl and wants to keep fooling her to keep her and then keep doing his F-boy stuff. This is something that also annoys me. Insincere was like, oh yeah, I was people pleasing with Soul. Melanie said, no, that wasn't people pleasing. that's you have an energetic connection plus what I said before. And then he's like, yeah, you're right. That wasn't people being, that was being disrespectful. And that's him agreeing is not him people pleasing. Him agreeing is him trying to not take accountability, trying to be like, oh, if I agree with her, then she'll take me back. Another form of manipulation, like trying to get her back and on his good graces and to be with him. I see it. I clock it. Insincere. I agree with everything Melanie has said to Insincere. And she lost her bubbliness because of him. She lost herself because of this. Another thing I want to add is this is for all the boy moms, like boy human moms out there. Teach your sons to treat people right. To not cheat on their partners, or treat their partners with respect, loyalty, dignity. Because Insincere's mom was like offending his son. I saw that online. No, you shouldn't. You should be bashing yourself right now and how you treated Melanie. Because that's not okay. Teach your son how it is to be a good man, a good partner, because you've failed him in that way. Not failed him, but like you failed like every girl that he's with because they keep getting this asshole Insincere BS. And why did you call him Sincere anyway? Horrible name. I've said it before, like it's a terrible name. Especially since he turned out, he's always Insincere. Okay, this is for tonight's episode. Why are the boys choosing? This is what pisses me off. The boys shouldn't be choosing, it should be the girls that are choosing. So that Melanie can not be coupled up with Insincere. Okay? And Kata can, yeah, Insincere needs to go home. Because the boys being the ones to choose is messed up. And why I say that is, like I said, I want Kata to be like, no, you have to lose me, right? Remember, that's what she said. Your punishment is losing me. And you producers having it be voice pick who to couple up with is a mistake. Because she just said he has to lose her. So what his punishment would have been, she not picking him for the coupling, or she choosing to go home. The boy is picking, Insincere is going to pick up. No, even if she said that, Insincere is going to pick her. So that was a mistake that was produced in that part. So if this was a perfect world, Chappie Tutti and Pramita gone, Dora and Kira gone, Insincere gone, meaning Melanie couples up with someone else, and then Kaida couples up with someone else, and Zach is by himself. And he leaves too. Yep, and then my girl Anaya with Carl, Trinity and Bryce, and that's what I want. And this is the end of my first part, and I'm going to probably talk about the rest of the episode later. Bye for now. Bye for now. All right, I'm back. So I have some notes so far. First off, I understand that there is more women than men, so that's why they have the guys pick. But you Love Island USA, you saw how disrespectful these men were, and you know that at the end of the day, Insincere is going to pick Melanie to couple up with him. Why? It should have been the girl's pick, so we could have had Insincere leave. Because I don't know if it's like there's more women. Yeah, there is more women. Yeah. No, I was not happy with the fact that, oh, guys get to pick. Gal gets to pick? No. I want him gone too. So I have a couple of things that I wanted to say before that. Women don't owe men shit. I will say that again. Women don't owe men anything at all. Our minds, our bodies, whatever. No, we do not. We choose when we want to open up to you, when we are comfortable with you, if we want to give our bodies to you and everything like that. We do not owe man anything, and a man does not define you. He either makes you better or makes you worse. And if we're talking about Insincere, he makes Melanie worse. Anaya, babe, I love you, but you're not helpful. Why are you team Insincere for? He is an asshole. He treated your girl like shit. I agree with Kata. I am team Melanie and team Melanie's feelings. I don't like Insincere. He's a terrible human being. He needs to go to therapy to fix his ways or something. Because, no, he's going to keep sticking doing it. Oh, he didn't bring her breakfast. Oh, he was trying to set up, like, a romantic thing to try to get her back. No, you have to do more than that. That's the bare minimum. You have to do more than that, asshole. Jen's saying, I hate men. And men are not trustworthy. I agree. I hate men, too. I'm not saying that I wouldn't date again or anything like that. It's just there's too many assholes here. If there is, and also, like, I was watching something that says it takes time and lessons to, like, when you're in a situation and you've been with an Insincere, so it's some people it takes longer than others to, like, be careful with what they're sharing. For me, it took until I was 29. So it depends, like 29, 30. So it depends. I'm 32. So I'm not faulting Melanie for anything like that. The difference between her and everybody else is she's doing it for the whole world to see. But yeah, but like I said, if there was a good one, and by times I mean like multiple times, and me protecting myself, and if he shows himself to be like Carl through multiple months, then yes, I still dislike the majority of men, but there's a few I like, and still here now, like, majority of men I do not like. There's a minority of men that I like. I agree with Amora, because I was speaking my thing and it didn't listen to me, because my thing switches back and forth to French to English, and I have to constantly switch it, and when I'm trying to speak people's names, it doesn't and it's in French, it doesn't get their name sometimes, or English sometimes, because people spell their names different. I agree with Amora. The issue shouldn't be, I'm trying to see what I'm was trying to say here. The issue shouldn't be trying to see what I was talking about. I got it now. Okay, so I agree with Amora. It shouldn't be, I messed up how I was saying it. The issue shouldn't, this shouldn't be, like, the man shouldn't be in charge, is what I was trying to say at this point, which I said already. The man shouldn't be in charge. Gal having to pick who stays, because at the end of the day, I believe Insincere is gonna pick Melanie. The other asshole guys are gonna, right? Carl's gonna pick Anaya. What I'm going to say is, it's going to end with Amora with thinking Gal, right? So I already know who's gonna be dumped, which is Jen, just because it's the boys' pick. I don't think the boys should pick, especially the bullshit that the boys have shown through movie night. I think it should be the girls that picked, and Insincere should be in the bottom. I know ChatGPT and Dor won't because of the girls they're connected with and want to continue on, but I think Gal should be in the bottom, and Insincere should be in the bottom too as well. I just think it should have been a girl's choice, not the asshole man. So that's what Amora was saying, and I agree, which I said a couple minutes ago. And that's pretty much what happened. And the girl was yelling at Anaya. Anaya, I completely agree with the yelling at Anaya. No, you cannot be team Insincere. What he's doing now, he's gonna do it outside. Like, in real life. Remember, guys, he's the same guy that admit that he's a serial cheater on week one. I think a lot of people forget that. Amara, you telling Gal that what Jen said in the room, that's not okay. I don't care if you're trying to stay. No, you don't do that. Either way, he doesn't like Jen, so he wouldn't pick Jen anyway, so there was no point to that. And Insincere being like, crazy because of movie night. I'm like, exactly, this is why the girl should be the one that I'm picking. And he's like, I'm a new man. And then Thor was like, that was last night or last week or something, one of those two. Like, he's like, I'm a changed man. And he was like, since last night, one of those two. I'm like, no, he didn't change. He just, again, trying to fool our girl Melanie. And like I said, Dor and all the other dudes are okay. If he's fooling Melanie, they're just like, how are you saying, oh, you changed from last night? Because he's just saying that to just say it. Okay, let's continue. Alright, Amara, why did you tell Gal, whatever his name is, about what Jen said? That man didn't need to know that. To stay in the villa? Well, you stayed in the villa. Either way, he wouldn't have picked Jen anyway, because he doesn't like Jen. Next. So, they're picking the least compatible couple to kick out, because including Jen, 5 people are leaving because the villa's too crowded, and plus, we're getting close to the end. I think, we're coming into the final week, or we have 2 weeks left. One of those two. Like I said, this season feels like it should be longer because of how people are acting, but whatever. This is me being biased, and again, this is me speaking my opinion, so of course it's going to be biased. And anyone that you're, like, listening to, it's always going to be biased because they're telling you their opinion. Right. Anyway. If I had my way, alright, Insincere, bye-bye. ChatGPT, bye-bye. Gail, bye-bye. And, Door, bye-bye. But what I feel like, I paused it before we got to who actually is leaving. What I think it's going to be who's leaving, like the two couples that are gonna leave, is ChatGPT and Parmita. When I was listening to them talk specifically, with Parmita being like, Melanie and Insincere need to go, I actually agree with her. She was like, Insincere needs to go because he's been making this girl look like a fool. She deserves better. She needs to leave. And I actually agree with that. And then ChatGPT is like, you can't be biased. You can't be biased. You have to think of the now. I'm like, he's still like this now. What are you talking about? She, like Parmita said a couple of episodes ago, she's 27. So she's done with that BS before. So she know, we all know he's Insincere is not going to change. We want Melanie to go home, heal, leave the villa, get better, see the other clips of how Insincere has been moving shitty, get the healing, be with her loved ones, and all that. But I think what's going to happen before they're going to leave are Parmita and ChatGPT, and then Gail and Amora, and then everybody else is gonna stay. And I'm pausing and playing, I looked, actually I didn't even really pay attention because I went to click to do the vote, and I didn't really pay attention who got out. I just saw my girl Anaya and Carl to pick them for a favorite couple. But I will let you know who gets voted off. But I'm pretty sure those are the two that I get voted off, and I am okay with that. Wait, I had a Tierra comment. I'm looking at my note. Let me see if I said this comment before I pause it. I put Tierra, but like, didn't put an explanation why I put Tierra. But I did put, Door, they did let you talk. Because when you were having the argument in yesterday's episode, they did let you talk. Or when you were talking to Anaya, she did let you talk. The only thing I'm going to say is, yes, talk. When they say talk and they were letting you talk, you should always be able to say your complete thoughts and emotions, whoever you are. But other than that, that's it. Yeah, but I think I forgot to delete what I had from another episode. But yeah, Anaya did let you talk. So Amara and Gal got sent home. Everybody picked them. It was just he had to pick someone, so I felt that was going to happen. I was actually shocked that Insincere did not get more broken hearts. I thought he would. And he should have, because I agree with Parmita, and I love that Parmita overtook it and was like, no, we're picking Melody and Insincere because he has treated her dirty. And I wanted to know, because Jalen and Caleb and Kenzie, Dylan, and Melanie and Insincere all had two. And then whoever had the next one, it would have been a 3-way tie. No, I think it was, Jaden, and then had 3. Well, either way, how it was, like, it would have been whoever got the next one. If Melanie Insincere got it, it would have been 3-way tie. And I want to know, if it was a 3-way tie, would all 3 of those couples be sent home? Would it be a rock, paper, scissors? Would someone else had to pick someone to get voted off? Would it be us that picked who got voted off? I wanted to know. Like, that's what I'm actually very curious about. And what happened is Jaden and Caleb got sent home. But what I think should have happened is I think Melanie Insincere should have been sent home, because Melanie needs to be away from this dude. Like, I wholeheartedly think that. And that's all I have for you guys for today. Oh, just another future update. I am continuing. Like I said, it's either we have 1 week left or 2 weeks left of Love Island USA. What I'm going to do after that, watch Love Island, the actual Love Island, which is UK, because I don't have any, like, well, I do have a VPN, but I stopped using the VPN, so I canceled that, so I could have watched it simultaneously, but, like, no, I have a lot of things that I need to watch. Like, right now, I'm watching Vanderpump Villa. I'm on episode 3 of the first season. I have to finish Perfect Match. I know it's been over, but I've been busy. I have to finish watching Perfect Match. I'm still on season 2 of The Valley. I know season 3, My Girl Lala, is there, so it should be more interesting. I have to finish season 2 of Vanderpump. I have to finish season 12 of Vanderpump Rules with the new cast. A lot of things I have to finish catching up on. But why I made this thing is, I am thinking, while after I've caught up with the shows that I have to finish catching up on, because, again, my holiday is over, because I'm Canadian. My Canada Day was Wednesday, so now it's just me working regularly and watching shows for my free time relaxing and also seeing what else I'm going to cover here. And what I'm thinking of doing is a lot of people have been, someone has mentioned for me because I'm into reality TV to watch Mormon Wives, The Secret Life of Mormon Wives on Hulu. So whenever I get a chance, finish all the things, the shows that I have to finish, I am going to watch Mormon Wives. And what I'm gonna do for that one is I'm gonna watch the whole season and recap this whatever season they are now, try to catch up, do a recap of everything, of that, maybe do season by season or the whole series in general. I'm also thinking about, what was the other show that I was thinking of doing? I had it in my head, and then me having to watch Love Island got off. I'm going, yeah, Mormon Wives. What the hell am I saying? Mormon Wives. Dude, I forget what I had it in my head earlier today, and then it escaped my brain now because now I'm on Love Island USA. Mormon Wives, 100%. I might do the rest of the Valley when well, I can't. Maybe I might do that, but 100% Mormon Wives is another reality TV show. Oh, now I get it. Now I have it. I am going to recap. I'm not a fan of Stassi, but I know she has a reality TV show of hers coming out. I am going to recap that. So that one's going to be a weekly one, like episode by episode. When that comes out. What else? Que uno momento. That was Spanish. What else? I wish I wrote it down. Yeah, and other shows that I'm like, oh, this would be a great recap. But yeah, there's gonna be other shows that I recap, especially if they're reality TV shows. Some of them I'm just gonna watch, and some of them I will do both, watch and do a recap on. But yes, 100% Mormon Wives, and 100% The House of Stassi, whatever it's called, about Stassi's shorter from Vanderpump, and maybe other ones. Again, I am going on a blank of what other ones at the moment. There's a lot of reality TV shows out here, so yeah, that's all I have for you guys. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye. Okay, I have two last things to say. One is Melanie could not say no to Insincere when he picked her for the recoupling. I've seen Love Island a lot. Like I said, I watched original Love Island, Love Island Australia, and Love Island USA. If someone picks you for the recoupling, you have to say yes. You are not allowed to say no, which for me, I think is horrible and dumb. You should be able to say no to someone if you do not want to recouple with them. So Melanie had no choice to say to couple up with Insincere. Also, when they were talking about, I have it right here in my notes, the bumps in the road, and everything like that. I thought they were talking about the relationship that Insincere and Melanie and Insincere relationship had because of him, and they were literally talking about the Caleb and the Jaden and Caleb situation, and I'm like, no, that's more Melanie and Insincere. If you hear snoring, that is my son sleeping right now. But yeah, those are the last two thoughts that I had. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.